I wrote this book because I love my country, and I'm concerned about our future. As I often said when I first ran for president in 1992, America at its core is an idea. The idea that no matter who you are or where you're from, if you work hard and play by the rules, you'll have the freedom and opportunity to pursue your own dreams and leave your kids a country where they can chase theirs. That belief has a tenuous hold on the more than 15 million people who are unemployed or who are working part-time when they need full-time jobs to support themselves and their families. And it must seem downright unreal to the growing number of men and women who've been out of work for more than 6 months and can't even get interviewed for job openings, as if they're somehow to blame for becoming casualties of the worst recession since the Depression. Work is about more than making a living, as vital as that is. It's fundamental to human dignity, to our sense of self-worth as useful, independent, free people. I earned my first money mowing lawns when I was 12. At 13, I worked in a small grocery store and set up a used comic book stand on the side. By the time I finished college, I'd made a little money doing 7 other things. By the end of law school, 7 more. Over the last 4 decades, 9 more, not counting my foundation and other philanthropic work. Most of my early jobs didn't last long. I didn't like them all. But I learned something in every job about the work, dealing with people, and giving employers and customers their money's worth. I came of age believing that no matter what happened, I would always be able to support myself. It became a crucial part of my identity and drove me to spend a good portion of my adult life trying to give other people the chance to do the same thing. It's heartbreaking to see so many people trapped in a web of enforced idleness, deep debt, and gnawing self-doubt. We have to change that, and we can. In these few pages, I'll try to explain what has happened to our country over the past 30 years, why our political system hasn't done a better job of meeting our challenges, and why government still matters and what it should do. I'll do my best to clarify what our choices are to revive the economy and deal with our long-term debt. And I'll argue that the looming debt is a big problem that can't be solved unless the economy starts growing again. And I don't mean the kind of jobless, statistical growth of the first decade of the 21st century, with stagnant wages, rising poverty, crippling household debt, and 90% of the income growth going to the top 10%. I want American dream growth. Lots of new businesses, well-paying jobs, and American leadership in new industries, like clean energy and biotechnology. Unless we restore robust economic growth, we'll be stuck in this economy for years, and nothing we do will solve the longer-term debt problem, regardless of how we try to do it. In short, we've got to get America back in the future business.